You know, I've already got a lot of feedback from yesterday's podcast. Many of you are interested to hear the rest of it, and we'll jump into it in just a second. But I want to let you know, if you want to hear the whole Spiritual Warfare series, you can jump on our YouTube page or on our Facebook page, Hillspring Church New Prague, and check it out. I think it's one of the most in-depth series I've ever preached on. And again, it's something we're all dealing with, so make sure you give it a listen. But without further ado, let's get back into it. And I know I did fall asleep still, so I usually get. And so I got up and I thought, I got to get to church. I got to get to church. And right away that morning, I had to train someone. I thought, I'll get to church. I'll train this person, and then I will, I don't know, I'll run away. Actually, my thought was, I'll walk into the back of the woods and I'll shoot myself in the head. So I get to church, I train this person, and I know right away. Now listen, my best friend called me the day before, Tuesday, because we check in 2-3 times a week. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Ask me, how's your quiet time? Are you reading, praying every day? I am. I'm reading and praying every day. I'm not reading and praying any less than I ever was. And so Wednesday, after the training session's over, I go, I got to put some praise and worship music on, and I got to come in here, and I got to figure out what's going on. Because I can't decipher it. So Wednesday morning, I start praying. It's 9 a.m. Actually, I sat in my office for a while trying to put it off because I was afraid to go to prayer. 9 a.m., I start praying. I walk. Some of you ladies, you've seen me, you come in for Bible study. I'm walking and praying, walking and praying. I try to drink a pot of coffee in an hour. That's my goal. I do pretty good. 40 minutes goes by, nothing. I might as well be praying to my socks. Nothing. I don't hear a thing. I get to right here. And I say, God, I'm done. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. This is not me. And I don't know if this is why the Bible uses the term honey. Like God is like this rich honey. But I mean an explosion of God's love. Like this thick, rich yellow honey just consume me. I mean just like it stripped me of every doubt, fear, demonic entity, everything just ripped it out of me. It went from the most demonic attack I've ever had to the greatest experience I've ever had like that. Now, it was amazing. And then I stood right here for 15 minutes, and all I can tell you is I didn't see Jesus, but he was right here. And we just had a conversation. I said, what's going on? And he said, you remember 6 weeks ago when you had that conversation and your wife didn't respond the way you wanted to and you resented her for that? Yeah. You held on to that. Oh. He said, and because you held on to that, it gave a landing pad for Satan to come in and drop all these other thoughts. And you gladly just accepted them and accepted them and accepted them. I mean, if you knew the thoughts I was having about my wife, I keep using the word bananas, insanity, something. It was. So we're having this conversation, and then he said something that leveled me. I mean, leveled me. I'm standing right here, and he's right there. We're just talking. And he goes, anything that your wife's ever done in regards to you or anybody else, have I forgiven her for those? And I go, yeah, yeah. And he goes, then what right do you have to bring those up? What right do you hold a resentment? What right do you have to not forgive her? I've forgiven her. In fact, when you bring them up, I don't even know what you're talking about. You have no right to hold those things against her because I've already wiped them off her record. And I thought, man, that not only applies to her, but that applies to everybody. So this morning, I keep thinking, man, Satan just wormed his way into my mind in the most deceptive, incredibly evil, vile. I have never been suicidal. I've been a lot of things, not all good, but I've never been suicidal. I've never had the thoughts I had about my wife. It was absolutely bananas. So with that, we are jumping in back into our spiritual warfare, which, you know, I hate saying this. It must be an arrogance thing, but I need your prayer. I need your prayer. I pray, I cover me, I cover my family, cover my ministry and everything. But if you get an extra minute a day, throw your pastor a prayer. Because I'll just admit it, it can be a long stretch. It can be lonely. It's not an easy job by any means. My dad always says you have to be crazy to be a pastor. But if you get a chance or you think about it, once in a while, throw me a prayer. I'd much appreciate it. So we pick up Ephesians 6. We're going somewhere after I share that, by the way.
The difference I feel between last week and this week at this time is almost absurd to try to explain, because it's literally like living without air for a month and now living in a tornado. It's just that incredibly different in what I've experienced through Christ. And while I'd love to give you insight in how to have those moments, the truth is that it simply comes down to consistent time in prayer. But even more so, regarding the circumstance or the issue that you're dealing with, i.e., I'm dealing with issues with my wife, you might be dealing with issues with your kids or your finances. The thing that I've learned again and again and again is to go to prayer and pray and thank God as if it's already happened, as if it's already solved, as if the prayer's already been answered. It is the greatest step of faith I think you can manifest in prayer. And I've been doing that since last week, since this breakthrough, and I've already seen just amazing things happen. And I know this. I preach this. I've taught this. But in my own life, sometimes my prayer life turns into whining or wanting or thinking or complaining. And the truth is prayer is thanking God through His Word in Scripture for what He's already done in faith and is yet to be materialized. But that's what faith is. So pray a prayer of faith. Take a step, face off with Satan, and go for everything. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.